There's a bar I found down in Burien, right? The Tin Room. They have those. Now, I have been there twice within a month.
Did you get them both times?
I did, but I was already in Burien.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't drive. I wouldn't migrate from North Seattle to Burien.
But it already lives there.
If you moved to Burien.
You didn't get anything else. You didn't get the mini corn dogs. You know what I mean? You just got the devil's on horseback because you had it and you know it's delicious.
I would put macaroons on there. French macaroons.
Really?
I think they're overrated.
I do too, man.
You haven't had a good one.
Oh, I was in France. All right. So when we did that cruise to Malta, we're in France. And the kids stayed in Seattle. But my daughter wanted to try French macaroons, okay? And every day that we talked to her, you could say, hey, baby, how are you doing? Did not care. She is straight up like, did you get the French macaroons yet? I'm not making this up. 7 days in a row. I had to explain. I said, listen, man, on our way back to the States, we are going through France. So I will buy them then. That way you get them within 24 hours, not a week later. She's like, cool. We get back to the States. Kids give us a hug. First words out of her mouth, did you get the French macaroons? Jesus Christ, yes. We got you the French macaroons. We set down the box. She's very excited. She opens the box of French macaroons. Her and I both take a bite of the French macaroons, and we hated them. My son, who never asked for the French macaroons, took a bite of one and finished the box. So, yes.
But they traveled from France.
Dude, they're 24 hours old. Going from the grocery store to your freaking house, and then the next day you eat them. They're not terrible, but they're definitely overrated. And I'm just saying, I got them in France.
I was around 30. I went to Vegas.
All right.
And we stayed at the Venetian, right? A French chef, Thomas Keller, kind of famous.
Sounds French.
He has a restaurant called Bouchon.
Mm-hmm.
And one day my buddy goes, let's get something from the little bakery. And I had never had one. It blew my mind.
Really?
You haven't had anything until you've got them at Paris. You got to go to the different hotel.
Wait a minute. Was I at the Paris? No.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the Venetian is Italian. Are you going to get authentic?
But he's French, and his French restaurant is in...
I'm talking about Paris.
I'm just saying.
They have an Eiffel Tower. It's called Paris.
Yeah. Say, try them there.
Would you go for Italian food there?
At the Paris?
I mean, if there's a famous Italian chef.
Yeah, sure. Just saying.
Vacation would have been great until blank happened. 206-803-ROCK.
You got to eat in France. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Macaroons
are delicious. I was in effing France.
Yeah, but you flew them home.
I know. We got them from a baker.
Yeah.
Not even a grocery store. Like, everything you should do to have a French macaroon. I took a bite. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll come by one day this summer. I know a spot to get some good ones.
All right.
Is it a place
I'll try one.
Okay. You got to be there. I'm trying to impress his daughter. I want her to have the real thing, fresh.
They were from France,
Ted. A day old from France.
Yes, a day old from
Even
France.
Even a day old baguette would be good.
Yes.
Ah, it'd be all hard.
She likes baguette bone. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So I went to Cancun for my sister's wedding, and I walked her down the aisle, and we went, like, a couple days prior, we went on a catamaran, and I see this sombrero floating in between Cancun and Isla de Muerta, and I was like, I yelled at the captain, I said, hey, let me go, like, I swim, like, a lot. I was like, let me get that, and so I pop up, put the sombrero on my head, and then we do the wedding, you know, walk my sister down the aisle, and we're having dinner, and everyone's having a good time, and my ex-wife is like, I think I got stung by a bee, and I was like, you haven't told me for, like, the last 6 years that you have a bee allergy. What are you talking about? She's like, I need Benadryl, and I need to go back to the room, and you need to come with me, and I was like, dude, I'm trying to have a good time. I'm not trying to be a D, but you're kind of just wanting to ruin. And she would do this all the time. She would just ruin the mood all the time. And I'm like, this is the final point. So when we got back to America, I was like, yeah, we're done. Like, I'm out.
That was she miserable all the time at home too, or just on vacation? You could count on it.
So I would come home after working 12 hours, and I'd be like, "Hey, what are we doing for dinner? And she'd be like, I don't know, what are you making? And I'd be like, well, you worked 8 hours. I worked 12. So...
Now, it's probably a good thing you get out of there. I mean, if you're having arguments about stuff like that, it's not worth it.
If you can't have fun on vacation.
Yeah. Like, well, that's it. Like, look, vacation is one thing. If you guys ever dated someone who is a bad traveler, someone who just, for whatever reason, you know, either they overpack, they stress out, they don't like going to the airport, they hate the... For me, I actually like the process. Even though there's delays, even though there's all kinds of crap that can go wrong in the airport, I still like getting there early. Get a couple beers. I mean, I am that old man now that gets to the airport early just to make sure I get in on time. But I don't mind traveling. To me, it's calming and relaxing. I don't mind
traveling solo because I have the way that I'm going to do things, which involves copious amounts of alcohol and me just generally not caring.
Right.
I know I need to be. There's the gate. Get on the plane. We get there. My wife travels fine, but she used to be an overpacker. Right. Yeah. When we pre-child, right? I mean, I'm just like, hey, we're leaving town for 3 days and there are 4 suitcases. And it's always the same thing. Every woman says the same thing. I don't know what I'm going to want to wear. And I'm like,
well, figure it out before you leave.
Well, I keep it simple. I'm like, I don't either, but I'm limited to the number of days that we're going to be there. These are the clothes I have. So much like opening the closet, these are my options. Then I put it on. And unless we have some, I don't know, fancy thing planned. And I'm sure one night we'll do that.
If you go to a wedding, you got a suit or whatever. Right.
But I'm like, why are you worried about it? We're going on vacation with people we don't know, and typically we're going somewhere warm. So you're not going to need a wool sweater. You're probably not going to want high heels. You know, dude, just dress up. And now she's very much on that tip. But before we had kids, it would get to the point like, look, I will not carry this suitcase if you bring it. You want to pack all that crap, you carry it. And guess what happened? I carried it anyway. So the beautiful thing that happened is you could pitch a bitch, but I'm still dragging the suitcase. But the good thing is once we had kids, and anyone that has infant, anyone like under 3 years old, and you have to get on a plane, it is stunning how much crap you have to pack for these itty-bitty life forms, man. Hey. So when it got to the point like, look, we can either travel with 8 suitcases, or you and I can figure out a way to fit both of our crap into one carry-on, which now we do, and we can bring all this extra stuff, right? So... Now the kids are older. They can carry their own luggage, but she still packs minimally. I'm like, I would rather buy you something when we're there and figure it out.
Exactly. When we were going to Victoria, I told you, we got pulled over in customs, and this was it for me. I drew the line. I was done. So they pull us over in 2 different areas, and the guy says, are all these items in your bag? Did you pack them? Are they yours? And I said, yes. He opens it up, and there's like one of her bags from the... from the bathroom. It's got all her prescription drugs in them.
But you packed it, sir. We just asked you.
Yeah. And I've also got a pair of boots that I didn't know I had on top of this bag. And I'm just like, if you ever put anything in my... If you can't fit it in your suitcase, which is the big one, then you can't bring it.
That's fair.
You can't keep... Is there any room in your bag? That is the wrong question. Yeah. Now you're going to set me the F off because the guy's like... These pills don't have your name on them. What are these? And I'm like, I don't know. Ask her, man. She's the walking pharmacy.
Right.
Not me. Like, I don't have Xanax to travel and all this crap.
Yeah, you know, to
like,
travel.
All these pain medications. Like, it's just not how I roll. Yeah. I got a bottle of Advil for crying out loud, man. Some eye drops in case I find some weed. Vacation would have been great. And then blank happened. 206-803-ROCK.